We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Let me be one of the first to say happy Labor Day to you. And so most people who work Monday through Friday, that means that you have a holiday today. And that means you may or may not be tuning into this program at the regular time right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. If you listen at 10:30 of a morning, you might be listening to WWBC 1510 AM. But fear not, be of good cheer. If you were not able to listen at your regularly broadcast time, you can always go to WMIEFM.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page to the Listen on Demand feature, and you will find, be able to type in a date. Today's date would be September the 3rd, 2018. Click on that and you can hear this broadcast over and over and over again. So also, welcome to September. Last Friday was August 31st. So now, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the bad news is we're kind of into the prime of hurricane season for us here in Florida. But the good news is a cool down is on the way. I talked to my parents in the middle of August, and that's pretty intense heat in Oklahoma. It was not uncommon for the latter part of July and all of August to pretty much be over 100 degrees. And they've had a cool front that has come through in August, where the nighttime temperatures dipped down into the 60s and the highs would get up into the 80s. I mean, they have blips and peaks and valleys and stuff like that, but I said, could you bottle some of that up and send it down this way? And so I'm believing that we're going to have a much more pleasant fall temperature-wise. The temperatures out in the ocean, from what I've been told, are a little cooler than usual, even though that's only a degree or two. When you're talking about billions and trillions of gallons of water, that's a huge difference. So we'll take what we can get. So today we want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. Maybe you're considering an addition or remodel or something like that where you're going to need block or concrete work done. Maybe you're going to build a home. Whatever you've got on the schedule, give the folks at Jits Concrete a call. Have them come out, give you an estimate, give you some sort of time frame of when they would be able to accomplish that. 321-536-5804. They do a wonderful, wonderful job. Got decades of experience. I was talking with Brother Anderson here not too long ago about some other industries that I had conversations with, and they said, we just can't get people out to work. And it's work outside, it's work in the heat, and it's brutal. It's hard work. And Brother Anderson said, yeah, we've got a crew that's been together for a long time. He said, but you try and get some new folks and it's a pretty challenging endeavor. And as far as I can tell, that's an industry that's not going away anytime soon, because there are still going to be buildings built. There's still going to be blocks that need to be stacked on top of one another. And so whatever it is, they've got a great crew, lots and lots of experience, and they're really, really good at what they do. So if you need some concrete work done, give them a call, 321-536-5804. Let's get to the Word of God today, shall we? Matthew chapter 5, we are talking about the Sermon on the Mount. Last Friday and last Thursday, we had talked about some very challenging portions of Scripture about how that Jesus raised the standard of understanding about you shall not commit adultery and his standard on divorce. And so those were not a lot of ameny sermons. Those are pretty challenging to listen to. But if you have some concerns about that, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to those programs. Decades ago, I was teaching a Sunday school class, and someone asked a question about that, and I gave a loving, a compassionate answer that held, you know, that was right out of Matthew chapter 5 here. And somebody came up afterwards and said, thank you for pointing us to the scripture and showing that Jesus is Lord over even those marital situations. So if you have questions, go back and listen to those. The dates on those were August the 30th and August the 31st. And if you've got any questions, you can email me at meritassembly.com, I'll do my best to explain things. I'm not an expert in the field, but my God is an expert, and so I try and help out the best that I can. So, Matthew chapter 5, we're going to get into a series of topics here between verse number 33 and the end of the chapter and verse number 48. And it says there, again, you have heard that it was said of those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we've got three different subject matters here to discuss. We'll tackle them one at a time and see how far we get. The statement that Jesus makes, that he's getting ready to bring greater understanding and greater revelation to, is the statement that it was said of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. You shall not swear falsely, but perform your oaths to the Lord. God is the type of God that when you say something, he expects that you mean it. I remember a scenario that I saw years and years ago about a person in a precarious situation, and then they decided that they didn't want to be in that situation, and God, if you will get me out of this situation, I will do this financially. I will do this with my life. And God got them out of that situation. And then they began to renegotiate the terms where it really wasn't going to cost them anything at all, until they found themselves in a similar situation again. And then they were willing to give it all to God again. They really wanted God to be their their lifeline, their emergency escape plan, they really didn't have any intention whatsoever of fulfilling the vows that they had made to the Lord. Their word wasn't good at all. So Jesus here is talking about this, and he says, don't lie to God. And what was happening is people were bringing in these grandiose statements, trying to impress God with how serious they were with their commitment or with their oath. So they would swear by heaven. And Jesus said, that's not yours to swear by. That is God's throne. And by the way, I will tell you this, you don't have to swear on your mother's grave. You don't have to swear by heaven. You don't have to swear by anything at all. You just need to adopt this mindset that Jesus says here in verse number 37 of when you say yes, you mean yes, and when you say no, you mean no. We live in a day and time where the power of words really don't carry the weight that they once did. You used to be able to enter into a business agreement with a person and you would give them your word and a handshake and it would be done. But the more that we have gotten away from God's standard of moral integrity, the greater the need has been, okay, we're going to need to put some contracts in place. We're going to need to put some stipulations, some penalties, and some rewards in place in case you are not a person who honors your word. And I can tell you that if a person said, okay, if you will give me this, I am going to pay you X number of dollars over a said period of time, that if they didn't come through on their end, you would be quite distraught. You would be quite upset because you were missing out. But yet on the same time, there are multiple areas of our life where people's word does not mean what it used to be. It doesn't mean what it used to be when people stand at the altar to commit their hearts and forsaking all others and keeping unto one another as long as they both shall live. That doesn't mean much anymore. I mean, I'm constantly amazed at people who have had this longstanding relationship. They go, they get married, and they're divorced almost by the end of the day. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but not by much. I don't understand that. You know, I don't know if it's somebody just trying to make a person feel better or what it is, but Jesus said, don't swear by heaven, that's God's throne. Don't swear by the earth, you got no power over that, that's God's footstool. It's not in the area of your jurisdiction. Don't swear by the city, don't swear by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And so there were many people who were trying to impress others with the vows that they were making by swearing by heaven and swearing by earth and swearing by Jerusalem. And all honesty, God knew their heart. God knew whether they meant it or whether they didn't. And so he said, don't swear by things that you are not in charge of the jurisdiction over. God's not impressed by that. And then people would say, well, I'll swear by the hair on my head. And Jesus said, but you don't even have the power to make one of those hairs white or to make one of those hairs black. Now please understand that he's not talking about you don't have the power to color over something. I don't know if they had developed hair dye by that point in time or not. But even if you use hair dye, you really are not affecting the color of the hair, you are affecting the appearance of the hair. You're just trying to mask it over. And you know, whether you bleach it, put ammonia in it, whatever you do, it's not going to have a lasting effect upon it. He said, so don't swear by things that you are powerless to transform. If you cannot do these little things, how can you possibly attribute greater veracity to your statement when you don't have any control over that? So that's what people were doing. Jesus' response was simply this: let your yes be yes and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. What I understand this passage to say is don't go beyond what God is moving in your heart to do. Don't go above or beyond. Don't go more or less than what God authorizes you to do, what he commands you to do. And that's a pretty simple standard. So, I try and take my reputation pretty seriously. And words are one of those things that people utilize to determine what the nature of your reputation is going to be, whether it's good or whether it's bad. You know, we just came through primary season, so hopefully the ads will diminish a little bit, won't be so bombarded. I saw a person in the post office one day, and they said, I'm so thankful that I have this post office box so that I wouldn't be getting all of this stuff in my mailbox at home. And I'm telling you, this year, I do believe I have had more political mail in my mailboxes. I've got a post office box too. That's why I was there, but I get it at the house too. I've had more political mail than ever before. And the reason that I say, thankfully we're in out of primary season now, and so some of that will diminish, is because politicians are notorious for making these grandiose claims with no intention whatsoever of fulfilling them at all. And I would not want that to be my reputation. I want my reputation to say, you know what, I'm going to do this and going to be a person that does it. So, I want to be that way with my finances as well. Now, I was called to be in the ministry when I was very, very young. I had always put it at age 9. A couple of years ago, my children's church teacher when I was 5, or no, when I was about 6 or 7, because that was about the time that I remember starting to go to church. The church started in 1967, so I would have been 6 when I started going. But she was talking about that I was already telling people back then that God was calling me into the ministry. And so for all of that length of time, I was called, but I wanted to make sure that my family was taken care of. And so I have sold shoes. I have rented a booth and sold items in flea markets. I have done a lot of different things just to try and help. I've helped install windows. I've washed dishes. I've worked retail. I sold a lot of shoes for a number of different companies in different states, just doing what I had to do. Was that what I was called to do? No, but it was important for me that when I said I was going to pay something, that I was going to be there and I was going to do it. And there were a lot of people. Let me tell you, I sold furniture too. In my furniture selling experience, they had me read a sales textbook written by this furniture expert. I'm not going to tell you his name, but I recognize the name because he had been based in Oklahoma. So I read everything that he said, But I will, in all honesty with you, even though he's probably an expert in furniture, I didn't give him much credibility because he went in and out of bankruptcy so many times while I was living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that, you know, the only thing that changed was the name on the building. He just kept going bankrupt over and over and over again. And so as far as I was concerned, he didn't have any credibility. You and I, we need to make sure that we are letting our yes be yes and our no, no. That doesn't mean that we're limited to a two-word vocabulary. Hi, Bob. Yes. You know, what is it, the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, where the one character says, "I am Groot," and that's all he says, "I am Groot," and because of the different ways that he says it, it's supposed to mean different things. We're not limited to a two-word vocabulary here because Jesus used more than yes, and he used more than no. Paul did. Every other person on the planet uses more than those two. It is referencing the power of our commitment and the bond of our word. If we say we're going to do something, we need to do it. We need to be people who commit. And or people who commit and then don't follow through are not representing God well. Now, I like to be very real with you here. You know, I've not got 100 on this test. And so, when I several years ago, God asked me to, or God told me to prayer walk Merritt Island. And Merritt Island in my area is a pretty compact area, but Merritt Island is actually a very long barrier island. It stretches down almost all the way to O'Galley Causeway. And so I started, you know, when God tells me to do something, I started. The first day I had my wife drop me off all the way down at the southern tip, I walked for 12 miles. I finally got to a place where I was cramping up. There was not one business establishment along that entire stretch of road. So there was no place to buy water once my water ran out. It was a long, hot trip. I had to call my son, and he had to come and rescue me. So, excuse me. It was a very painful thing. It took me days to get over that walk. I probably would have been in my 40s at that point in time, but mentally my mind was still, you know, back in sixth grade for the Walk for Mankind 20-mile walkathon that I did and didn't even think anything of it. Mentally, I thought I would just be able to walk and walk and walk, and I realized that the older we get, walking is we don't use those muscles as much as we used to. I have a grandchild, and that boy can run. He's just almost inexhaustible. He can just run and run and run and run and run and run and run. And the only thing that I have to keep up with him is I can be faster than him, but, it's going to take some effort to keep up to him. And he's very young. He hadn't even hit his full stride yet. Now, I tell you all of that to say this. Because of how painful the first stretch was, I put that prayer walk on the back burner. And I didn't do anything with it for about two to three years. And I was in my office, and I was praying one day, and God said, How's that prayer walk going? Don't you wish that God's memory wasn't quite as good as it is sometimes, where he reminds you of things that you haven't done, where things that you said you were going to do, and all of a sudden, you know what, God, I really didn't get to that. So he he says, how's that prayer wall going? And it's like, God, I didn't finish. And then he imparted some wisdom to me. So I went to my computer and I plotted out stages, manageable stages of how I could successfully complete the walk from the point that I left off to all the way to the Indian River and all the way down the Banana River and the Sykes Creek area and back up through that region and up one stretch of road and up another, all the way up to the Space Center property. And at that point in time, that becomes federal jurisdiction. So I didn't prayer walk that. And I got through all of that because I'd committed to do it. And so what Jesus is saying here is you don't have to try and impress God with your flowery words. What God is impressed with is when you say something, you mean it, and you do it. I was recently involved in a situation where there were a lot of words that were asked of my Oklahoma mouth to say. I literally had to practice pronouncing some of these words because they were $5. We'd call them $5 words in Oklahoma, where it's like, you know what, that's not just your average ordinary vocabulary there. You've stepped it up as far as the verbiage that you're using. I'm a simple guy. If you ever hear a fancy word out of my mouth, write that day down on the calendar, because it's probably going to be a while. They don't happen a lot. I want to communicate with people in such a way that the truths that I have to share are understandable. My job is not to make the gospel complicated to where you're impressed with me. My responsibility is to make the gospel understandable so that a child can grasp it and see how much God loves them. So today, on this Labor Day, let's not make it more complicated than it is. Let's not try and impress God with our flowery commitments. Let's just say, God, I've decided to follow Jesus. I'm not going to turn back. My yes is going to be yes. My no is going to be no. When you tell me to say yes to giving, I'm going to give. When you say no to sinning, I'm going to say no to sinning as well. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you. It's like an old